So who are you?
Who am I?
And why do you work across the hall from Araka Hardware?
I'm Ryan Groth, and I work across the hall from Araka Hardware because one of our peer teams supports a whole bunch of servers for our sales field to connect to and run demos from. But that's also where some of our demos are housed for the Microsoft Technology Center.
Cool. So you always have this low droning
yeah, it always kind of hum in here.
This is right underneath the Enterprise Engineering Center, basically.
Yeah,
too, so.
Yeah, we get to play with them too.
So do you glow white hot when you go home after working around so much equipment? And we should give you a tour of this. We're walking down the hallway here. There's big iron equipment all around us.
Lots of stuff.
Anyway, so what are you showing us here?
What I'm showing you is we have there's about a dozen Microsoft Technology Centers around the world, and they run this demo that we build that runs in virtual machines, and part of the demo connects back to some resources back here in Redmond. And some of those resources are like an AS400 or a mainframe. The host integration server team guys maintain those. We have a web server box here and a speech server. And
you guys speak up, by the way, so my mics can pick you up.
So we host, back in Redmond here, we host the AS400, the mainframe, and the web server box, and the speech server box. And the other Microsoft Technology Centers connect to those. And we're running into lots of problems, actually, because these RPG app or the COBOL app were not written very well for more than one person to use. They're just a total hack of a demo program for the most part. So Mark Byrne on the team came up with this plan for putting web services in front of everything and BizTalk orchestrations on top of those.
And so give me a little bit of context about what you do.
So my team builds this demo that the Microsoft Technology Centers use.
And what's the Technology Center? Where would we see that?
I can show you part of one today in Building 25 here. Then there's others scattered throughout the world. And what happens is a customer goes in there and they can get an envisioning show to see kind of everything a corporate customer might run in their environment. But then we can move on to like an architectural design session, which is like a two-day kind of deep drill into some project that they're thinking of, or it can take on different flavors. And then a proof of concept, which can take a couple weeks or so. Okay. And the Redmond MTC, we partner with the Enterprise Engineering Center, the EEC, to do our proof of concepts.
Okay.
And I know you've toured them.
Yeah. So this is the architecture. Now, SOA, what does that mean?
Service-oriented architecture?
Yeah.
I don't know. I should have...
That's a hot buzzword of the month.
It is. Hey, just read that. It's got to be hot.
Oh, Yankee Group. All right. Yeah. It says it's hot, it must be hot.
That's right. Actually, we can dive into a lot of the technology when Mark shows it to us.
Okay.
So, and what I was just kind of showing here
Mark's
is...
Mark's the developer on it.
Developer on it, yep. And what I'm showing here is the fact that we get error messages popping up from the different apps. And we can use MOM to play back web services, so we can see if not only if the machine is live, you know, pinging the machine, but we can also see if the app itself is still running.
Right. So this is the architecture for what you're
yep.
building.
Yep.
Cool.
Yep. So should we go next door and
absolutely
Mark show us some stuff?
Yeah. That's is that Mark?
That's Mark
standing right in the doorway there? So yeah, I love that big iron. I want one for Christmas.
Yeah.
So this is Mark Furman.
Turn on lights. Video without lights is is just audio. How are you doing, Mike?
Good and you, man.
Pretty good. So we were just getting a tour, and you worked on...
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys call this thing?
We call it our shared resources for the demo that's at the MTC.
Okay.
Not a very sexy name.
It must be shipping code, then. Yeah. We only have sexy names for stuff that's coming. A little inside Microsoft joke there. So, how was this thing built? What languages do you use?
This was all built in C#.
Okay.
The entire environment, as Brian highlighted in the architecture overview, is broken up into the back-end resources,
mm-hmm.
which are fronted using host integration server. So for the AS400 and for the mainframe, we use host integration server, the Windows-initiated processing component of that, which was previously codenamed COMTI.
What is a host integration? Because this is a world that I really don't live in very often. I don't hear these... What is host integration server in this?
So I guess... in a nutshell, host integration server allows us to remotely invoke applications that run on various different legacy systems. So within the version 2004 product, it gives developers the ability make use of applications that run in either a Kix application world or an IMS application world.
Yeah.
Some people, I guess, don't call it Kix, they call it CICS, but where we come from.
That's mainframe type.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
In the AS400 world, one of the new pieces that was added is the ability to talk to RPG-based applications.
Okay.
So what a developer has the ability to do is to write some type of assembly, some type of component, talks to these remote applications, and Host Integration Server abstracts all of the handshakes, the protocols, the conversion of ASCII to EBCDIC and so on, which would be internal to that specific platform.
Now I'm sort of starting to gather why you guys have a data center across the hall. Not very many people have that across the hall from their houses here in Microsoft.
True. Yeah, that's true. We have two.
Most of us have like an Xbox game down the hall.
So in the scenario that I'm going to be showing you...
So this is the app here?
Correct.
Okay.
What we basically got is two different environments. This environment is the customer environment, which we call Contoso. And Contoso is going to be purchasing some golf balls from a trading partner called Northwind.
Yeah.
So this is just a simple InfoPath form that has been provided. And the InfoPath form basically just contains all the information relevant to this specific purchase order. Once I hit submit, this purchase order gets sent through to a BizTalk 2004 server, which runs on which runs within the Contoso environment. The server picks up the order, does some message transformation, and submits the order through to the trading partner Northwind. What the BizTalk server also does is poll a remote service to check the status of what's currently happening at the current moment in time. So you'll see over here that the status confirms that the order has in fact been acknowledged, and in turn what happens is an email is sent from Contoso back to the purchaser who placed the order, to the user who placed the order, to notify them that the order has in fact been received by the trading partner. So if I just flick over to Outlook, you'll see over here that I get some confirmation to confirm that the order has in fact been sent and that it is currently being processed as an example. Within the trading partner world, what I then have the ability to do is to log on to some remote environment. And this environment allows me to interact with the various host systems. And these host systems specifically allow me to run emulators against them so that I can interact with the various orders that might be displayed to me on the screen. So in this example, I'm logging on to the 50-50 system. And we have this application that we've enhanced over the last while. The previous application used to make use of data queues, and we used to use Host Integration Server 2000 to talk to the data queues. What we've now done is we've rewritten this application to make use of the native integration layer that Host Integration Server 2004 provides us to remotely invoke those methods that the application exposes to us. So if you have a look over here, you'll see that order 999641, which was the order that we just sent through by the user Linda Mitchell, has officially arrived on the AS400 as the user who is currently working in the warehouse environment, since this is something that we're demoing. I'm going to now be allocating this order. And what should happen within a few seconds is I should, as someone working on the floor within some specific warehouse location, I should have a pocket PC that then gets some notification that I now have a new order that needs to be processed. So I'm just going to grab my pocket PC application. And what we're basically demonstrating over here is the ability to orchestrate end-to-end systems, as Brian mentioned in his diagram. And, looks like I clicked a little bit too quickly there. But if we look back on screen, I did a get and a pick at the same time. If we look back on screen, what we should notice is as I hit refresh, the allocated field should update to pick, which it does. So that confirms us that the picker application has now been successful in picking all the way through from a non-Microsoft environment to a Microsoft environment and back and forth and so on, which is pretty neat. And the final step through this process is to confirm that once the item has been shipped, that maybe I want to, once the item has been processed, picked and so on, maybe I want to process the item for shipping. So I'm just going to enter some shipping tracking information, and the item should come through. Additionally, what we have, as Brian highlighted in the architecture, is on confirmation, the order will then, the backend systems will then trigger a voice call, and that will be sent through to whoever the purchaser's phone number was to notify them that the item has in fact been shipped. We also have multiple different systems, and as an example, the WebSphere system now should now show us that this order 909641 has in fact also been shipped, since this is the last stage in the fulfillment process.
How is enterprise changing over the last 5 years? How is this system letting enterprises do business differently than, you know, was previously possible?
Well, one of the things that we see when we meet with enterprise customers is initially we'll have dialogue around the ability to expose systems. A lot of it is talk. The minute we start to show some of these pieces, you can see eyes immediately start to open, and you can see the dialogue start to change, because people now start to potentially see the impact of exposing these systems that might have been around for 10 to 50, maybe 20 years. Yes, they have people that currently maintain them and keep it alive and so on, but they might not necessarily have had the ability, or maybe it was too costly or whatever. There might have been a whole bunch of issues to expose those applications out for whatever, to a pocket PC, to some voice service and so on. And by being able to show some of this, allows people to then see the end-to-end, the value in using technology, like the technology that we have available to us today, to be able to expose some of these systems and even revive some systems that people thought were never, ever going to be used by any other applications.
What, can you give us some idea of what kinds of apps that you've been working on with with partners? You know, is it banks? Is it oil companies? I don't live in your world, so sure. I have no clue what kinds of things are done with mainframes today.
So a lot of the customers that come through here, a majority of them are enterprise customers, and they span telco space, financial services space, healthcare, and so on, educational, retail, exactly. So we don't specifically try to have an application that is verticalized, but we picked this scenario, which was picked a couple of years ago, that tries to address a common scenario that hopefully could be translated into that vertical context.
The thing we can do now that basically we have these, as we call them, legacy systems on the mainframe, the AS400, now that there's web services on there and kind of BizTalk to manage the logic of how to deal with those apps, we can build other apps that can interface. And like we saw, the InfoPath form was kind of one interface into this whole thing. It could be another app of some kind, like the Pocket PC app, or any other, you know, Office Smart Client type app can now interact with these legacy systems via these web services.
So you guys are really making the mainframe more useful for another 25 years.
Exactly. Since that investment isn't going away, most customers, have no plans on, most in general, this is a general statement, have no plans of moving off it, you know, in a very short period of time. It's an asset that, that has a huge investment in resources and so on. And we're trying to showcase the ability to leverage those resources as opposed to an alternative. One of the other real great benefits, which Brian also mentioned, is the ability to not only integrate with these applications, but to expose out error information. So if I were to send through an invalid order, I could immediately get some error information related from the source application, in this case a Kix application, CSCS application running on the mainframe, or some RPG application running on the AS400, and have that fed all the way through to some operations manager server running on a Microsoft platform that allows non-shared resources type individual from an operations perspective to know exactly what's going on and to start troubleshooting. So the turnaround time, the benefit there is so much more enhanced. And once again, when we showcase this to customers, you can definitely see the interest.
Right. Who are your competitors?
without naming names, but you know, IBM.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, IBM is a huge competitor since most of this infrastructure runs on IBM hardware. So be it from a physical perspective to an OS perspective, most of the apps are built in technology that IBM provide. So that's definitely a huge competitor to us. And then a lot of the vendors who provide J2EE-based products that are capable of running on these platforms is also obviously a competitive issue. So our goal...
So all of our apps are mostly based on .NET, I would assume.
Correct. So yeah. all we're demonstrating in this example is how to how a Microsoft-centric organization can make use of their existing skills to expose and leverage assets that run in and on Microsoft World, if that's their choice. If their choice is to rather expose those applications using whatever other technology on the native application server, so be it. We would then have a different discussion around being able to integrate from that perspective.
Yeah. Very interesting.
Would you like to see the room where we kind of show off this demo? This is actually, I would say, a fifth of the overall demo that we have.
Sure.
It can take a couple hours to walk through or something with the customer.
Yeah.
But we'll show you the Envisioning Center.
Sure. Let's go. You can show me some of this cool hardware.
So our MOM server that can track all this stuff.
Get it right here.
The MOM server that can track all this stuff, the guys that would actually deal with those MOM events, you know, if our AS400 had problems or something, sit in our data center there. So it's kind of a little real world.
Cool.
There's some lights on here.
Oh, you guys have a cool place to watch the Super Bowl.
So this is the Envisioning Center in the Redmond MTC.
Okay.
And the idea is we have different little stages so we can have a kind of storyline for the demo. And, you know, somebody sitting at home or an information worker, or, you know, somebody sitting at their office or whatever. And, of course, depending on who's presenting, you'd see their screen up above and on the main big screen there.
Okay. So you basically invite customers from big enterprises to come and sit here and have a chat with you guys about what they could do.
Yep. And when it starts getting engaging, we roll out our whiteboard and start talking about architecture.
Cool. Excellent.
Exciting there.
Wow.
So that's it.
That's cool. Thank you for showing us around and giving us a little sample into what you guys do all day long.
No problem.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks.